everybody.
Hi.
We're back. It's Wireless Castle at capesandscows.com.org.gov. Whatever it is, we're back. I'm here with my good friend, Mad Dog Tim.
What up, everybody?
Mad Dog. It's been a while.
I know. I've gotten a lot of hate mail. Where's Dave?
Where's Dave? No one cares. Get him off the podcast. I understand.
Yes. Yes, that's true. But I brought you back and I got a lot of, who's this Dave guy?
A year of absence, and it's like, put up a podcast that we did, what, 6 months ago. And it's like, who's this Dave guy?
Don't worry, I've got the intern working on the YouTube video.
We have an intern now?
Dude, we have an intern.
What?
Yeah.
Can't believe we have an intern. Is that a kid Mark?
That's the guy.
Mark the intern?
Mark the intern.
Mark Turn?
What up, Mark Turn?
Hey, it's Mark Turn. That's cool. I miss so much. I'm so out of the loop.
I know. You get busy and I get distracted and it's terrible.
And I finally met Coriander.
Yes, Coriander is a great guy.
Or Leander. I mean, if you want to be real, for Coriander is a good nickname.
I think so.
But yeah, we're back to doing an episode of Wireless Castle. We're having fun. I've got a lot of stuff.
You sure do. We couldn't even use the regular table.
Yeah, we usually have like a project table that's like kind of just really like a lunch table.
Sure.
Like a fold-up lunch table.
We make sandwiches in between.
Oh, man. Sandwich. Capes and Scales and Grinders.
There you go.
Oh, that's what, we should go to a con and make grinders.
There you go.
At the con, and then we'll give away grinders and be like, and they'll have our business, they'll have the cards in them, in the grinders.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Or we'll get a brander and we'll toast the name of the podcast on the side of the grinder. So you get a grinder, it's at caseandscales.com on the side.
They made an awesome sandwich. What was their name? Shit.
I ate it.
I ate the info.
That sounds awesome. That's a great idea.
I'll put it in the maybe file.
But I bought, like, besides my normal game buying, I bought two collections.
Nice.
Since we met last. And one was kind of large, and then one was from, like, one was kind of big, but it wasn't from, like, a real serious collector. And he didn't, like, know what anything was. He just, like, bought games for the time period and then was like, I need to unload.
Sure.
And the other was an actual serious collector who was getting out of collecting. So I ended up getting some cool stuff. But today we're going to talk about something I bought. It was really cool.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I ended up getting a Neo Geo AES system.
Yeah, Neo Geo.
So the Neo Geo, a little bit of background if anybody's not too familiar with the Neo Geo. SNK makes it. And they made a home console. So basically they came out, SNK, and they made arcade games. And they made the MVS arcade system. And the MVS is the multi-video system. And their arcade machines would have, the circuit board would have four cartridge ports on it. And you can plug in three or four different games. You can also, they'll have ones with single ports in them. You can interchange the games between the cartridge systems. So you would buy the cab and then buy the game separate. And they sold them to retailers for arcades. And they were the best looking games of the time. And this is like the 80s and the 90s. And SNK made some of the best looking games. They made all the King of Fighters games. They made Metal Slug,
Fatal Fury,
Art of Fighting. So they made some beautiful, beautiful games for the arcade. Some of that was way ahead of its time. And they said, you know what, we can make this technology and put it in the home. So then they came out with the AES, which is the system I have, which is a rather large cartridge system.
Mm-hmm.
This boy's pretty big. And if you haven't seen these games, they're a little bit bigger than a VHS. They're huge.
They are quite huge. They're awesome.
They are cool looking. So the AES is the home console. Now the MVS games and the AES games aren't interchangeable until people started making converters.
Nice.
So I got one of the converters. The games will play on the home console.
Nice.
Japanese, there's no region coding.
Okay.
They all work. The AES games are rather expensive. the NVS counterparts tend to be less money. So, like, if I have King of Fighters 99 for NVS, now, the NVS games, the arcade cartridges, didn't come with boxes. They don't have instruction manuals. Most of them came and were shipped in a cardboard box that got wrecked, you know. So, like, King of Fighters 99, you know, and this system lasted forever. I mean, they made games forever for it. People still make homebrews for it, too.
That's
kind of
cool.
So, like, I get King of Fighters 99 for NVS, the $30 game. King of Fighters 99 for AES with the box and the instruction manual, probably like $130. Wow. I mean, huge discrepancies. And then there's some games that only came out in Japan for the arcade, never made it to the US, and you can only play with the converter. Converters are like $250, $300. The systems are like $300.
Right. Converter's important, though.
You need the converter because you'll save a ton of money on just games that you want to play. Now, a lot of these games used to be ridiculously overpriced because you couldn't get them anywhere but the Neo Geo console or play them with the converter until SNK lost their shit and, like, went crazy and remade every game for everything ever.
Nah.
So,
killed, like, the market.
Yeah, they totally killed it for a little bit, which is fine because the prices need to be more reasonable for it to be collectible. Mm-hmm. But, like, they've probably re-released, like, every fighting game they've ever made in the past 6 years. They've re-released, like, the King of Fighters collections for PS2, and then you can get them on the PSN, and then, or Xbox Live Arcade, and then they have, you know, the Art of Fighting collection, you know, like, and
I never was big on Art of Fighting.
The Metal Slug anthology.
That I love. Metal Slug's great.
So, there's no, you know, you don't need to buy these crazy expensive gigantic cartridges for this crazy expensive console, and then get this crazy expensive converter, you know, just to play the game anymore. You can get it on other stuff, so the price of a lot of the games went down because the demand went down. But I got some pretty cool games. For AES, I picked up Samurai Spirits, which is a prequel to Samurai Showdown.
Nice.
2D fighting game. It's pretty good. It's an older release. It's one of the, I think, came out the second year the system came out. I mean,
it
it's
looks
just
older.
It's your I mean, you can tell the box art looks older. It doesn't play that well. It's not as smooth, and it's pretty cool. I mean, it's got all the characters, a lot of characters that appear in Samurai Showdown later on. They cross all their characters anyway,
right?
So, and then I got a Real Battle Action Game 2, Real Bout. This is Fatal Fury 2.
Nice.
So this is the Japanese one for AES, and the boxes are huge, too.
Is that one of the more desirable ones? Because I think SNK, I think Fatal Fury.
Yeah, most people, I am, usually if you say SNK, I'm like, that King of Fighters.
King of Fighters.
Like, because that's one of my favorite fighting franchises.
That did last a little longer.
Well, still going on now.
Yeah, so, there you know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, King of Fighters 13, like one of my favorite games. But yeah, Real Bout 2 plays very smooth, and when you play the difference between, you know, Samurai Spirits and Real Bout 2, you think you're playing a different system.
Really?
But you think you'd be playing, like, the Neo Geo 2, you know, like...
How many years apart is that, roughly?
That's a great question, Tim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You fucking dick. You fucking asshole.
I'm sorry, I just forgot you.
Cocksucker.
I just assume you know everything. I'm sorry.
Ew, Dave. Can you just give me the release date of those two games? You fucking dick.
Let's just pretend it was three.
They came out on a day in a year.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. One more AES game, Riding Hero.
This looks great.
This is a neat game. So, then when you first look at it, it's very Rad Racer.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, Road Rash. It's very Road Rash.
It looks Road Rash, yeah.
And you look at the back, and you're like, this is very Road Rash. And it plays very Road Rash. But what it actually is, it's a motorcycle street racing RPG.
What?
So, like, you start out with some money, You have to buy a bike, and then you start racing, but all the characters have dialogue, and, like, you interact with them, and you build relationships with characters, and you have to, like, build up street cred, and then get into different leagues, and then, like, become, like, a MotoGP hero, like...
What are we teaching our children?
Yeah, and it's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
It's crazy hard, like, I can't get anywhere in this stupid fucking game. It's cool, but so fucking tough.
I wish it was... Why you gotta be that way, Neo Geo?
I know, right? Why you gotta make games hard, SNK? Well, SNK syndrome.
Sure.
Yeah, SNK boss syndrome. They make their game so fucking hard. Oh, Tim, you wanna know when this fucking game came out, dickbag?
Yeah, I do. Can you tell me?
Cocksucker. I have no idea.
Fair enough.
It says 1990 on the box. That sounds like good. That sounds like a good one. Dave, doing his research. You know how I prepped for this this podcast?
You picked up piles of stuff.
Tim showed up.
Yeah. Well, that's our charm. That's what we do.
If you were gonna pick up like all these three games, they're probably like 40, 50 bucks a piece.
That's not terrible.
No, they're not. They're not the ones everyone's like. You know, you can get these on other consoles. You can download them, like. You know, there's a Fatal Fury collection somewhere, you know, probably on PS2. Mm-hmm. And you can play it if you really want. Oh, it's got Andy in it. It's got Andy Bogard.
Andy just, Bogard?
Yeah, not just Terry. The older brother. What? And then I got some MVS games. I'm like, you know, they're just out in the open. They're loose. There's no... manuals like or anything. Colors. Yeah, they make them in all sorts of different crazy colors. I got Metal Slug 4. That's always a fun one. What blows my mind kind of is, like, I have this on Xbox One.
Okay.
And here it is. On a cartridge.
Yeah.
For an arcade system.
On a cartridge you could kill a man with.
Yeah, I could bludgeon you to death with this.
Please don't.
2002 on it.
Okay,
good. You know, like one game had 1990 on it, one game had 2002, and they play in the same console.
That's kind of crazy.
Right? And it's Metal Slug 4. It's not like it's, you know, like, they're still making real games for the arcade for the same technology. The technology's all in the game. Not, like, in the board. They don't have to make new consoles.
That speaks to gameplay, man. That's why, like, the DS is so popular. It's like playing Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, I've Metal Slug 4 and 5 for Xbox.
Okay.
And it's like, probably 2003, 2004.
That's interesting.
And, like, same with this. King of Fighters 99 for MVS.
I know I had that on PS2.
Yeah, it's just like... This started back in, like, the 80s. It's awesome. And then I got this... This game with all Japanese writing on it. This is Twinkle Star Sprites. This is a fun game. This is like a $300 game for MVS. Nice. Only on Japan, only in arcade. You need the converter to play it. So if you didn't have a converter, it's a $600 game because you need the game and the converter.
What is it, $600? Awesome.
Oh, it's amazing.
Nice.
So what this is this is a puzzle shooter. It's a vertical shooter but also a puzzle game.
That's kind of cool.
And it's like you play against the computer, or like you would play Kirby's Avalanche or Wario's Woods.
I love Wario's Woods.
And you would, or Puzzle Fighter.
Okay.
You would play against an opponent. They're trying to muck up your puzzle block. You're trying to mess up theirs. Pieces are dropping from the top. You know, it's going to havoc. But it's a shooter, too. It's a vertical shooter and a puzzle game, and it's really intense. We'll have to play it.
All right.
It's awesome.
Very cool.
Check it out. Check out videos of it, because it's, like, one of the funnest games I've ever played. Nice. You know, download a ROM or something. You got to play it. It's Twinkle Star Sprites.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. But, yeah, just got my Neo Geo, no big deal. I've actually come across several Neo Geos in my travels, mm-hmm. in collecting, and I've always passed them up.
Are there regrets because of that now?
No, I passed them up because the system was just too fucking expensive.
Right.
And it's like, the games are out on other consoles, and I don't even want to pay all the money to collect it. And it's like, I'm not going to collect the games for it. And now that it's starting to come down in price, and the games are being re-released, I got the opportunity to buy the console, and I got a good deal on it, and I got a deal on the games, and the converter, and it was all together, and it right. came with two controllers, and the controllers are like $100 a piece, and they're hard to find. And,
sure.
You know, so it's just like, you know what, it seemed like the right time to buy.
Well, the controller's a big arcade stick.
Yeah, the only controllers it comes with, when you bought it new, it came with an arcade stick, which was a replica of the arcade machine. So the stick is the same as the machine, which is a joystick and four buttons going across in an arc. A, B, C, and D. It's very Sega-ish. And that's all there was for the longest time. They made game pads for the home console, but gotta play with the arcade stick.
Yeah, man.
Especially good. On a console that's mostly 2D fighters and shooters.
Nice.
But it's a solid console. If you want to collect something that's very hard to find games for, and stuff's a lot of money. Yeah, if you're looking to get into something difficult to collect for, but it's a lot of fun. My favorite stuff to collect is stuff that's weird.
Right.
And people are like, that's a thing? Like, yeah, it is.
Sure.
Like, look how weird it is. These things are gigantic.
They are. They are bigger than VHSs. We're not even lying.
No, I don't have a VHS to compare to. Actually, I might. I think I have Hey Arnold the Movie on VHS, and we'll line them up.
VHS might be a little longer, but it's definitely not bigger.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, Arnold. Can we watch Hey Arnold when we're done playing Twinkle Sprites?
We'll do a review. A Hey Arnold the movie review.
Coming soon on Capes and Scales.
Coming soon to Hey Capes
Arnold
and Scales.
Commentary.
Yeah. Hey.
Would you just do commentary on, like, children's cartoons?
On children's cartoons.
I'll be really drunk. You'll be really sober.
Yes.
That's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it. I think we need, like, the copyrights to those.
That's if we're showing the movie, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll
just,
play
like,
the
press
audio.
Play now, and you can hear our commentary.
Just our audio.
Right.
As all, so yes. It'll be like, if it's a 30-minute show, it'll be like 10 minutes of silence in between us talking about the show.
Probably.
Because it'll just, we have to watch it. To listen,
just,
and then there's no audio from the show. It's just us talking.
I like it.
Okay, that's coming soon.
Coming soon.
Capes and Scales,
us
silent reviews.
Over shit you want to watch.
Silent reviews from Capes and Scales.
Can we do a silent movie? That would be great. Oh, he knocked him down!
Oh my gosh! He's saying something, but I can't hear
him. He twirled his mustache. How sinister.
He hit him with a pie.
Let's just make those movies. Let's make a silent movie.
We'll get with our buddies, Superliminal.
Yeah, man.
And we'll make a silent film.
That would be so cool.
What I think we should do is we should call it a silent film and advertise it as a silent film and just make a regular film with no sound. We won't record any sound.
That would be great.
And just call it a silent film.
A silent film.
By Superliminal Films.
I like that. I'll call them. I'll get on that today.
Superliminal film.
Superliminal. I stopped putting that in the front. I couldn't.
You couldn't do it anymore.
No. But they plug us all the time, so make sure you go to.
Did you at least post the podcast where I said that 6 or 7 times during the podcast before you stopped?
I took it out and made it, cleaned it up, made its own thing, and then I just never put it in front of it. There might be one, but I can do it. I can put it out there as like
all right.
But
we're way off the rails with this one.
That's fine.
Well, that's how we do things.
That is how we do things.
We don't. We're not
people
on
like
the rails.
People like the witty banter or the not
so witty. The not so witty banter.
But that's how you get things like Powder Keg.
Oh well, Powder Keg was a long process.
Yes,
that started many years ago.
But it culminated.
It culminated. It brewed into what we have today as the greatest screenplay ever verbally written.
And I'm sure we could still get Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
No, we need Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah, we need him.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I don't know if we... Maybe we can get him.
I don't know. He's in some terrible boxing movie. We can
I know,
get him.
He's huge. I don't want to mess with him.
Whatever. Jake Gyllenhaal isn't huge.
He's huge, man. He's cut. He's ripped.
Yeah, because he just did a movie about being a pro boxer, but he's like 5'8".
So you think we could take him?
I think we can get him. Dude, you're like 6'4".
Yeah.
What are you, like 320?
I'll fall on him.
Look, I watch a lot of UFC, okay? Yeah, I'll put on a tap out shirt.
Sure.
We'll go to Jake Gyllenhaal's house and be like, listen, bro.
You think you're tough?
Listen, can you read? Can you read? Can you read my shirt?
That's what you're gonna do, buddy.
You're gonna tap out. You're gonna do our movie.
And then he knocks us the fuck out and we're bleeding on his doorstep.
He just calls the cops.
Yeah.
Or just shoots us.
He might shoot us.
I mean, I gotta think celebrities have a lot of guns and crazy people trying to touch them and all.
I don't want to touch him. I just want to tap him.
I just want to tap him.
I don't need to be all weird and touching him.
I think to submit him, there has to be physical contact.
Sure, no, there will be contact. Okay. It won't be, like, creepy.
Sometimes, will it?
I don't know.
It will get creepy? Will it start?
Will we get around?
It'll start malicious. It'll start malicious. Turn creepy.
Yeah. Be like, you're gonna tap! Oh, you like that shit.
Your hair smells good!
What conditioner do you use?
Oh, your skin's so smooth!
I think I like you now. I don't want to make you tap no more.
You want to get a drink?
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm Jake Gyllenhaal.
And then he shoots us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we had fun. We laughed.
We cried.
We loved. All right, everybody. Glad to be back. And hopefully there will be more stuff, but probably not. Bye!